flip a coin. Listen to this meditation either before you flip a coin or after to assist you in this exercise. Think of a small stakes decision you make right now by flipping a coin. Something that you're willing to leave to chance, but ideally something that will make you mildly uncomfortable to do so. If the thought of doing this makes you feel uneasy, you can start the meditation now. Or, if you like, you can flip the coin to make the decision and then start the meditation. Either way, you are cultivating the mindset that by leaving this choice up to chance, I am learning how to cope with any outcome. Now that you have let the coin decide, take a moment to notice how you're feeling. Do you feel anxious? Do you feel doubt leaving this decision up to chance? Do you feel annoyed at the practice itself, or how things might turn out depending on the flip of the coin? Do you feel disappointed, a sense of loss? The goal of this, and all the meditations in this book, is to learn to welcome discomfort, not get rid of it. Once you've identified a feeling, see if you can locate where it is physically located. Scan your body, this time starting at your feet, moving up to your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your belly, chest, shoulders, arms, fingertips, throat and neck, jaw, forehead, top of your head. Bring your attention to any area of your body that you notice sensations related to a feeling. It's okay if you have a vague sense of this. You can also just pick an area of your body to focus on. Now imagine that you're breathing into this area of your body. As you breathe in, you're making room for this emotion and any sensations. As you breathe out, you're letting go of trying to make the right decision. Breathe in. Feel whatever there is to be felt in this moment. Breathe out, surrender to the uncertainty of how things will turn out. Breathe in, opening to whatever you're feeling. Breathing out, letting go. Surrendering to chance gives you the opportunity to practice being flexible. You're learning to be spontaneous and creative. You're building resilience to disappointment, teaching yourself to believe that by leaving this choice up to chance, I'm learning to cope with either outcome.